You know, despite the cliche, it was a dark and stormy night when this happened. Kind of a lot like tonight. But if I had a nickel for every time I'd seen a bad detective trope, I'd finally be able to give up this business. He walked around 10:15. Strapping lad. You could tell he came in here for the money. His umbrella was probably worth more than most people made in a month. Frivolous, to be sure, but at least kept him dry. The fellow himself was a boy more than a man. He had peach fuzz on his face with wide doe eyes. He looked more like a lost puppy than a new client, but if that umbrella was any indication of how deep his wallet went, I wasn't about to let him out of my sight. The kid gave me one of those "I've been trained to be polite" smiles, and asked to be directed to the detective. Poor doll thought I was some silly little office secretary who was only there to file papers and look cute. I didn't correct him. I wasn't offended by the mistake. With an androgynous name like mine, it happened all the time, especially given my career choice. I never minded. In fact, the name worked for me more than against me. I considered it a fun little test to see how streetwise a person was. Any drifter from this side of Chinatown would know that no dime store detective could afford to hire a pretty little blonde to take some notes for him. And if I was the only person in the office, you could be damn sure I was doing the crime solving myself. It didn't surprise me that the kid couldn't figure that out himself. Nobody rich ever thinks about how much anything costs. But I wanted to see how long it would take him to correct himself. To his credit, he was faster than most of his lot. Only had to wait a few seconds before his cheeks turned pink. I waved my hand as he stammered through an apology. I had heard it all before, and I doubted that he had learned the art of eloquence just yet. I slid my legs onto my desk and asked him what brought him in. I watched his face turn even pinker at the sight. Poor lad had never even seen anything more risque than his girlfriend's ankles. My red miniskirt was just too much for him. I waited for him to regain his composure. At least the kid was classy. Most lads his age and status would have spent at least a few weekends throwing around dollars at some broad and knew a few cheap tricks. He was clearly saving his innocence, probably. Most likely because he didn't want some knocked-up chick digging into his pockets. He finally calmed down enough to tell me that he wanted help finding his sister. It was an old song I'd heard many times before. Rich girl wants to marry a working man. Parents say no. Girl runs off anyways. Parents are too prideful to ever look for her. At least it was an easy case. Rich girls stick out like a sore thumb in a poor neighborhood. They never haggle over prices of vegetables and don't walk with the same pained hurry as everyone else. The boy probably could find her himself if he hadn't been taught that he'll be robbed the second he crosses South 3rd Street. The kid was clearly fond of her, though. You could see it in his eyes. She was probably the only thing that wouldn't listen to him and his pitiful little rich boy problems. Mommy and Daddy Dearest were probably too busy traveling across Europe to even pay him enough attention. Poor dear. You could tell that he would pay for anything to get her back. Most fiddles would have robbed him blind. But I've always had a soft spot for proper young lads. Maybe it's the woman in me. I quoted him 3 times what I would normally charge. More than fair given his situation, and way better than he would have gotten anywhere else. He agreed without hesitation, as I expected. Then I took notes as he babbled about his family situation for far too long. I knew the dance by heart. All rich families had the same problem, money. Just like how poor families had the same problem not having money. It eats everyone alive no matter which side you're on. The kid didn't know that yet. So, I let him yammer until his soul was content. You might as well get a dollar's worth. When he finally ran out of things to say, I expected him to turn around and leave. But the kid surprised me with another proposition. The boy wasn't subtle about what he was asking, but his voice had his wallet behind it. If I had a few more years of time, he would have been suave. It wasn't a bad offer, and I wouldn't have mind picking an extra dime or two. But you can't expect smitten little rich boys to keep quiet. Once word got around that trading tricks of my own, nobody would ever be coming into my office for the right kind of service anymore. I told him, "Sweetie, this ain't that kind of business." Kid looked dejected at first. At first I chalked it up to the kid just not being used to people saying no. But then I caught a glimpse of something else in his eye. I realized that the boy wasn't saving himself for somebody special. He had a craving for something that none of those shy little damsels could give him. And well, like I said, I've always had a soft spot for proper young lads. I grabbed his wrist as he turned from the door. "Honey, I tell you what. It looks like you've had a rough night. How about you and I go for a little fun on the house? Hmm?" He gaped at me, as though I'd just shoved him onto my desk. He didn't cry, though. Or maybe he was tougher than I thought. No matter. I was intent on breaking him. I climbed over him and started to strip. My legs made the boy blush. I wanted to see what my breasts might do to him. I laughed as I watched his eyes turn to dinner plates. The kid had never even seen anything like this before. Boy, was he in for a show. I leaned over him and pinned his wrist to the desk, and then I kissed him. I made sure I was hard, not gentle. I wanted it to be a kind of kiss that he had never had before. Then, I sat up and stared at him. He truly was a well-bred lad. He didn't struggle or try to grab my chest. He just laid there and enjoyed the view. I wasn't about to take any chances, though. In for a few minutes, the boy was no longer thinking with his head. And I wasn't about to let him treat me like his first trophy wife. I grabbed a pair of handcuffs from under my desk drawer. They weren't the kind that you'd find at a sex shop. They normally use for work, not play. But tonight I was willing to make an exception. I kissed him as I cuffed his wrist behind his head, and he didn't protest. He didn't ask where I put the key. I knew that I had him right where I wanted him. I kept kissing him as I undid his pants. He was already hard. I wasn't surprised. I stroked him a few times just to warm him up. I could tell he was trying to hold back. He wanted to be strong, not get into how good it felt. However, he had to know that the resistance would be ultimately futile. He'd give in to me eventually. I'd see to that. I let him squirm a few minutes longer. I knew that he really wanted my pussy, and I wasn't gonna give it to him unless he earned it. He'd have to outlast my teasing first. It was a struggle for him. I could tell that that poor boy hadn't been touched in so long, if he had ever been. Each stroke of my hand must have felt like heaven to him. He didn't give, though. He moaned and squirmed and gasped. But he held out, and I was impressed. Finally, I stopped stroking and climbed on him. If he could last that long, he would let me ride him for a good while before I became too much for him. I moaned as he filled me. It had been a while for me, too. Although I had no intention of letting him know that. I kissed him again, started moving back and forth, letting him hit me in all the spots in just the right manner. I held onto his cuffed wrists and felt myself getting wetter and tighter. He was what I needed right then, and I knew that. I was what he needed too. I started riding him faster as the intensity built. His body and mine were for the taking. And I wanted to give him what he earned. I wrapped my legs around his waist and felt him get closer and closer to release. He pushed into me over and over again, so much force that it made my entire body quake. I pushed back just as hard to remind him who was really in control. He still needed me more than I needed him. I intended to let him know it. I pinned his entire body down as I thrust harder and harder. He fought to hold it back longer, but I knew he was losing. I would have him soon. My pussy was throbbing wet. I moaned with each thrust. I had to fight to hold on. But I knew he was almost there. He was so close. Then I finally felt him explode inside of me and cried out with pleasure. My body shook as he came, like I'm sure that he never came before. I kissed him as I felt his whole body relax. I delighted in knowing I had such power over him. I think he delighted it too. But I wasn't about to invite him to stay for tea. Time was money when you're paid to solve mysteries. That boy was no longer a mystery to me. I had more important things to do. I was tempted to send him home in handcuffs, but the real ones ain't cheap. I can't afford to lose another pair. I kept him tied up after I dressed, though, just in case his hands got any ideas. But he was a good boy and waited patiently for me to undo the lock. Then I sent him on his way with a wave of my hand and a warning not to tell anybody about that night. For his sake, I hope he heeds it. After he left, I watched him walking home from my office window. I know I shouldn't get attached. I doubt I'll ever see him again unless it's to reunite him with his sister. But part of me can't help but wish for another one of his siblings might go missing.